Dee and Furness on Seattle's original diehard sports station and home for the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 56. Sports Radio 950, KJR.
1:30 is the time. Kraken getting set tomorrow night to take on the Nashville Predators. That's going to be a tough out once again, friends. 7 o'clock at Climate Pledge Arena. Hope you'll join us once more. By the way, I'll be on air 6:30 Coors Light pregame show. Ever if it's you, Dave Tomlinson, have the call. We say tough out because the Predators tied for second in the Central Division, 26-14-3, 26 wins, 14 losses, 3 OT losses. That's tied with St. Louis, and St. Louis came in last week and flexed their muscle in Seattle, 5-0. Colorado, who's won 6 in a row, just 4 points ahead both of the Blues and the Predators. This guy coming up here joining us, he's been doing this for a long, long time, but also a connection with the NFL playoff side because he's seen a lot going back into history. Pete Weber, radio voice of the Nashville Predators, coming up on 25 seasons, joining us right now here. Pete, thank you so much here for your time. You used to call Buffalo Bills games, though, and back in a pretty good era. Where did this weekend in the NFL stack up with what you saw on those Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas teams?
As explosive as that team was offensively, and they led the league in points, they ran the no-huddle offense, so oftentimes their defense wasn't well-rested because they scored so quickly. But from what I saw last night from Josh Allen and company, he had surpassed what they had accomplished. I mean, that was, if you didn't have a dog in the hunt, last night's game was absolutely fantastic viewing for a football fan. And it was one where it would not be particularly good to be someone selling concession items because who would want to turn your head away from that competition?
You never, ever leave the game early.
No.
You never, ever leave the game early, even if you got to go get a drink. Pete, what's the coldest sporting event that you ever called?
Probably it would have to be the comeback game, the Bills over the Houston Oilers in the divisional round where they were down 35-3 in the third quarter.
Oh, that was a good one.
And won at 41-38, but it was sleeting during the course of that game. And, you know, at halftime it was down 28-3 and some people left, but then they had their car radios turned on and they came stumbling back in through the gates wherever they could. And that was not just the temperature, but the fact of the sleet, that was just a horrendous condition to sit through.
You have to layer up 4 or 5 times to go to and from the stadium?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And that was when we devised this system on our Bills pregame show. A baggie inside your socks, a baggie outside your socks.
Oh, that is classic MacGyverism there.
Yep, and make sure you wear 2 stocking caps to keep all of the heat from escaping your head.
See, in case any of you go to Green Bay, you've got the system down right here. Pete Weber joining us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. Again, Pete is the radio voice of the Nashville Predators. I'm glad to call this man a friend going over 2 decades. He's coming up now on 25 seasons with the franchise. Pete, you've seen it all here. As far as current matters, Colorado's in first. They've won 6 in a row. The St. Louis Blues tied for second with the Predators. The Blues were an absolute wagon when they were here in Seattle last week. You want to pick a cup final contender out of the Central yet?
Not yet. I think we just have to see who is going to be healthy when it gets to be that time, and we're hoping it gets to be that time by the end of April, and so they can get the postseason schedule underway. But we all know, everything we do in the National Hockey League, and all sports for that matter right now, you put down on your calendar in pencil. Don't risk ruining it with ink.
I mean, you take a look at the Pacific. I mean, once upon a time, the Edmonton Oilers led this thing, and the bottom has just apparently dropped out right now in the middle of January. Nashville's going to be a part of Kraken history any way you slice it. That placed the site of the first win in Kraken history. Times have changed a bit. Essentially, how much have they changed since mid-October?
The team is playing so much better. They have become what Coach Hines wanted them to become. Difficult to play against. They're a team that reminds me much of a Buffalo Sabres team I had in 96-97 when they won their division. and everybody stood up for everybody else. And that's what makes them difficult to play against. So that's the big thing, I think, that has happened since that point in time. But you know, there was some symmetry involved in that Kraken win here in what was the Predators season open and game number two in Kraken history. And that was John Forslund on the television call for that game. And he was on the television call when the Predators won their first ever game, their second game against the Carolina Hurricanes back in on October 13 of 1998.
Man, we've got some terrific 6 degrees of separation to talk about next time we see our good friend Johnny here. Predators 6-3-1 last 10 games, Pete. They were struggling recently, but have now won back-to-back. Philip Forsberg leads Nashville 20 goals this season. He's been in Nashville for full or parts of 11 seasons. I can't believe it's been that long now. He's due to be a free agent in the UFA category this summer. What do the next 6 months mean to him and Nashville?
Well, it can mean a great deal, of course, to him. And I don't think there's going to be any question. He is going to have, at the end of this process, financial security, if he has not achieved that already. Now, will it be from checks cut from the Predators account, or will it be from some other team? And I know David Poile is working hard to try to make sure he stays here. He was probably the best trade deadline acquisition since Butch Goring with the New York Islanders in 1980. In that, Marty Erat had requested a trade. The Washington Capitals really wanted Marty Erat for a veteran help going down the stretch. And David Poile said, you can have him, but we have to have Philip Forsberg, who was just essentially a recent draftee then for the Capitals. And George McPhee hemmed and hawed, and finally, with about 10 seconds to go before the trade deadline, he said, okay. And then Philip Forsberg came in here, and in 2014, he was part of the big rookie camp tournament, which included David Pasternak, and some others that came in, and they just knocked everybody's eyeballs out in that tournament at Ford Ice Center here. And since that point in time, he has been the one guy other goaltenders tend to fear the most, because you don't know when and or how he's going to release his shot.
If you're in contention, you're talking about loading up toward the trade deadline. If the Predators are buying at the trade deadline, how much are they all in, and what areas are most concerned?
Maybe on defense. And I know that sounds strange, but maybe on defense. And they can be all in. It depends on the various Cap Geek websites or so on that you look at. But they do have room to make an acquisition. And when you come down to the deadline time, you're talking basically about maybe one-third to one-quarter remaining contract value for the year. So they are in pretty good shape in that fashion.
Pete, it's going to be tough to miss crossing paths with you, because I know that you're not making the trip out here, and hopefully we'll see you in Seattle next trip out. But what are you learning about calling games remotely?
That you hope the local director, television director, because we're taking the home team feed, doesn't linger on close-ups so I can see the ice at all times. That's the one thing I really hope and pray for, without any question. I mean, and I think our sport is probably easier to do, certainly easier to do than baseball. And I think that in basketball, it can be a little bit tricky because so many arenas are arranged so it's reverse angle. But the telecast guy won't know that because he's not in the building. And then, you know, football, they do provide them the all 22 look. So that, I think, is the big thing. Just have as wide a panorama view as you possibly can have. We don't need to have any myopia going into this.
That's why they call you a pro's pro. You just get it done, flying colors, and that's why you're among the best. Hey, Pete, thank you very much. Good calls to you. We'll look forward to seeing you down the road here, hopefully soon in Seattle.
Thank you very much, and I hope Jack Sigma is listening. Jack, hello from my Sonics days.
All the way back. Pete Weber, by the way, we do have some Sonics connections. Forgot to add that in. Thank you very much, my friend. Pete Weber on the call for the Nashville Predators. They're in here tomorrow night against the Seattle Kraken. Have much more to come, including the daily power play. Back in a bit.